Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone, wherever you are on this planet. Namaste and welcome. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. PST, 2 p.m. EST, and 7 p.m. GMT. On the Awakening Talk Show, we have some very interesting discussions, meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches, speakers, sound masters, and authors, all here to help you to find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. And our question is, as ever, are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? If so, how are you accessing and using it? Are you cleansing and clearing all the blocks and limitations, the things that would hold you back from standing in your divine feminine power? Well, on the show today, I'm deeply honored to be interviewing the world-renowned Little Liam the Leprechaun. Mystical, magical, green he is, here to share with us his wonderful tapping knowledge and information, which will help you to transform your life, balancing both the masculine and feminine energies. Well, welcome, dearest hearts. I'm so excited and blessed to say that we are joined by this tapping genius that is Little Liam the Leprechaun. Oh, but hang on a minute, I'm receiving a note here in the studio. Oh, it's saying that he's sprained his ankle. He's been training for the Dublin 10K Marathon, which is being held on June the 2nd, and he cannot make it with us today, but he has sent his manager, Mr. Bill Cairns, to take his place. And, you know, we're very sorry to hear that little Liam has sprained his ankle. However, I know that Bill Cairns is also an expert in the field of EFT and tapping and that he can share this info with us today. So let's say hello to Bill. Thank you so much for standing in at the last minute, Bill. Welcome. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Nice to have me. I'm really sorry about our little Liam. He's gone down with a sprained ankle, just twisted it, I don't know how, but that's what life goes on.
Yes, it does indeed, Bill. So, well, we hope you'll send Liam our very best wishes. And again, thanks for stepping in at the last minute. Is it possible for him to tap to heal a sprained ankle?
Well, that's what he's in the procedure, in the process of doing at the moment.
Right.
He realised that he sprained his ankle. And like most people, you just forget that you can use tapping, you can use EFT for injuries like that, for rapid healing. It doesn't instantly, it may not instantly take it away, but it certainly will help with the pain and with the healing, of course. Yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful. So, right, let's start at the very beginning of all of this. What exactly is this tapping thing and how does it work?
Well, tapping, it's commonly called tapping these days, and it's basically emotional freedom technique, EFT. which was developed by an American engineer called Gary Craig. Now, Gary had devised or has come up with tapping with fingertips on 14 basic meridian energy points, working on the basis that if you have an energy block, basically like an injury, like a sprained ankle or a damaged elbow or, you know, whatever, you can tap to ease the pain, but you can also tap to complete the healing as well. And it sounds a bit, you know, mystical and magical, but basically it's moving energy. That's how it works. It starts to, the tapping helps to move the energy of whatever block it might be, whether it's emotional, mental block, you know, things that you feel you can't do or you think you can't do, as well as, you know, pain control, as well as it deals with allergies. It does with a great number of things.
So can it help, for example, as you know, this show is all about me helping people to awaken their divine feminine energies. So, yeah. For example, could it help balance the divine feminine and divine masculine energies by helping people still the mind, for example?
Very much so. Basically, one of the techniques in EFT is balancing the left brain, right brain, for example. So if you take that concept and think that we have a male side to our being, to our essence, and we have a female, our feminine side. And most people, I mean, I think a great number of people have an imbalance of that. We're not quite in balance with that. And you can, yes, you can tap to balance the feminine energy with the male energy and get that through both male, from males and from the females. So yes, absolutely, we've tapped a lot in the past for balancing. Yes.
Yeah, that's great. And I mean, people are talking about the tapping revolution or evolution, however you care to put it, mm-hmm. because it's very exciting. I mean, it seems to me to be eminently simple. It's easy to do. Anyone can do it. And we can remove all kinds of blocks and limitations. So are you saying that these acupuncture points somehow hold an energetic frequency, if you like, that gets blocked? Can you explain more about the energy blocking?
Well, if you think of everything being energy, basically, everything is energy, including our thoughts and our emotions and our behaviours, etc., etc. So everything around us is just energy formed at various frequencies. So if you think of an energy block within a human being, the energy block is could be an emotional block, it could be a physical block, like, as I say, an injury to a muscle or to a joint. It can be something like that, and not to an organ, damage to an organ. So if you have that damage done, that is creating an energy block. In other words, the energy is not flowing. You know, originally,
yes.
When it was in EFT, when acupuncture was investigated in the Western world, they thought that the energy system that we have was your nervous system, but as an actual fact, it's not. It's a separate system. Your energy system is like almost like an unseen system that runs around and through our body. And so, if we get a block in that, it can cause pain, and the pain can be emotional pain, physical pain.
Yeah,
so it's as simple as that. So when you see it like that, what you do then is by tapping on meridian points are basically where energy lines are crossing in the body. So we have them all over the place. We have them all over throughout our hands and our arms and everywhere, basically. That's what acupuncture has based all of its work on these meridian points.
Okay, and are some of these points, do you feel, more powerful than others, or are they all pretty much the same?
I don't think it's a question of whether one is more powerful than the others. I personally think it's a combination of points that make up the whole. So it's a holistic thing. It isn't just about I must tap on one point because it's a very powerful point. Some people do find that by tapping on one particular point that they receive a lot of relief, let's call it relief for that. And they just go and tap on one point. And I presume I think a lot of researchers have been looking for that one point, that the one point that covers all. As far as I know,
yes.
We haven't found that yet.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I have some experience of EFT tapping myself, and I realize that also you're using very powerful words as you do this. We'll come to that later.
Sure.
But, you know, I believe in the power of words also to help release and to be able to let go of a lot of stuff. But just at this moment, Bill, we're going to our first break.
Yes.
So thank you again for stepping in. You're listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show, and we're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll explore more about this fascinating journey with our wonderful guest, Bill Kern. So please stay tuned.
Loving how it feels, fairy tales and spinning. In a perfect world where nothing's wrong and nothing hurts, and then the sun destroys the skies. Awake, I have to realize the biggest dream that won't come true is one day.
Are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia, and we're discussing EFT and tapping with Little Liam the Leprechaun's manager, Bill Cairns. But, you know, before we get back to Bill, I want to just mention that the first listener who contacts us here today will receive a free one-hour soul empowerment coaching session with me, one-to-one over the phone or Skype. So let's have a look at your life and work on what is for your highest good and greatest joy. So do phone in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. And Bill is offering one session of EFT over the phone or face-to-face if you happen to live in Scotland and near us, or by Skype. And again, first come, first served, 1-800-930-2819. So please phone in. And also, if you've got any questions you want to ask him, please phone in. We'd be delighted to hear from you. Anyway, okay, we're going back to our story. We were just talking about EFT tapping and the power of tapping on the meridian points. And I was just mentioning to Bill about the power of words and the combination of tapping and using powerful words. Bill, would you like to just expand on that a bit for us?
Yes, of course. Well, as I say, along with the tapping, just the physical tapping, we also make statements or what we call affirmations. So the idea being that we focus on what it is that we want to tap on. So, for example, if it was pain or a phobia or an allergy or whatever it might be, we focus on that. We develop, we create a statement around that. So the idea being is to remain, to keep focused on what it is we're working on. But it's also the power of intention, the power of choice that helps us to actually rid this. It's when we become very conscious of what we're doing, of what we're aiming to do, is when we start to make the changes rather than just tapping willy-nilly and not being clear about what we're doing. The clearer we are about what we want to clear and get rid of, the faster, the better it works. And the other good thing I just say about EFT is that when you clear EFT, you're not suppressing the energy, you're actually clearing the energy.
Yes, you're transmuting it. So yeah, it's all about focusing and harnessing the power of your intention. And that is so wonderful, isn't it? EFT is amazing. Well, you know, I guess Liam must be languishing somewhere nursing the pain in his ankle. So Bill, could you lead us through a little protocol that would help us to alleviate pain? Because I guess all our listeners out there, they must have an ache or a pain somewhere that they could use some help with, yeah?
Sure, yeah. Well, let's see, can we do it over the radio, as they say?
Yeah.
Well, basically, if you have an ache or a pain someplace in your body right now, whether it's in your legs or your back or knees or joints or whatever it might be, if you know what the cause of this pain is. I mean, obviously, if you're getting severe headaches and you don't know the cause of the headaches, it's safer to go and see your physician and see your doctor about that and get that checked out. However, if it's just a pain, you know, the usual muscle pain or an achy back or an achy jointy knee or whatever it might be, what I want you to do first is I want you to, on a scale, just to imagine on a scale of from 0 to 10, to give yourself a score, if you like. So if it's a very severe, very, very severe pain, it would be a 10. And if it was no pain at all, you'd be looking at a 0, of course. So for the moment, just close your eyes and think, what number comes to mind? Don't go into examining it. Just think of a number. Okay, so that's the first thing we're going to do. The second thing we're going to do is we're going to give you a statement to say. And I'm going to say the statement, and you can say them along with me. So we're going to do it very short phrase, very short thing, so that you don't have to remember everything. And I'll do it with you. So that's the second thing we're going to do. And the third thing we're going to do, of course, is we're going to tap. And I want you to tap. So the places we're going to tap, I will describe them to you, and then you can tap on them. Then we make the statement, and we continue through. And then to see how you get on. Please let us know if you're getting results, if you're getting changes. Whatever changes come in, that is a change of energy. So, the first place you're going to tap on is on either hand. It doesn't matter which hand you use here. You're going to tap the side of your hand, the soft part of your hand. It's where we call the karate chop point. It's this point just below the joint of the little finger. So it's the soft part. But tap that onto the palm of your other hand. So it makes it easy. You don't have to worry about accuracy here. You just have to worry about getting the tapping. So start tapping now as if you're tapping on the side of your the side of your hand onto the palm of the other hand. And at the same time...
Well, Bill, I'm doing that. I'm tapping quite hard there. Is that quite good to do that?
You don't have to
positively?
Do hard. No, hard is not... It's not vital that you do hard. You can just gently tap. You don't need to hurt yourself here. So just nice and gentle. You're going to, so as you're tapping, just continue tapping. And in your head, you can say this out loud if there's nobody around to hear you. You can say, even though I have this pain in my wherever, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself exactly as I am. So we'll say that again as you continue tapping. Even though I have this pain in my whatever, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself exactly as I am. And we'll do it a third time. Even though I have this pain, I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself exactly as I am. Now, I want you to take your hand, either hand again, doesn't matter, to the top of your head, just about where your hairline begins, and using the flat of your hand, just tap the top of your head. This is called, very technical, it's called the top of the head point. And you tap it, but you're going to shorten the whole phrase down. You're going to take this right down into this pain in my arm, leg, back, wherever it might be. So you just tap now about 7 or 8 times. This pain in my wherever. 7 or 8 times. Come down to this spot just above the beginning of your eyebrow. Just above the beginning. You can do both sides if you wish. And the same thing applies. You just tap this pain. Okay, 7 or 8 times. Come down to the side of your eye, just on the bone of the side of your eye, the side of your temple. And tap again, just tapping with your fingertips. And say the same thing. This pain in my back, this pain in my side, whatever you have. Okay. And now 7 or 8 times, come down under the eye, the under the eye point, just on the bone under the eye socket. Again, you can say things, you can make the statement change by saying, I'm letting go of this pain right now. Letting go of this pain right now. Come down to below your nose, on the upper lip, just below your nose in the center. Again, tap that with your fingertips and making the statement of this pain, letting this pain go. There's no defined rule on this, just focus on what it is. Coming down to just below your lip, in that little dip bit below your chin, above your chin and below your lip, tapping that point, tap, 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 7 or 8 times, this pain. I'm letting this pain go right now. Next point you're coming to is down onto the chest, about 3 inches down from your collarbone, about 3 inches apart. You can use both hands, tap on your chest. This is the collarbone point, they call. And again, you can say, I'm releasing all pain from my body right now. I'm releasing all pain from my body right now. Excellent. And the last point is under the arm. If you're a lady, it's where your bra strap comes. It doesn't matter which side. If you're a gentleman and you don't wear a bra, you can just always say, about 4 inches down from your armpit, you would just tap in there and you can make a statement again, I'm letting go of this pain for good. Then that's the whole sequence. You just take a deep breath. Let it go. If you have some water, just take a sip of water and ask yourself the question, on a scale from 0 to 10, what number now comes to mind? And watch for the change, feel the difference and change, and notice perhaps that the pain is going down, it's going to be gone, it may be gone, it may be just reduced a certain amount. You'll know by the number that comes, the first number that comes to your head. So if you started, for example, on an 8, you know, and you came down to 6, you think, oh, that number came into my head, that's strange. That's the number that you, so you know the pain is coming down. So the answer to this is you can just go and do it all again and tap and keep going. You cannot overdose on EFT.
That's wonderful, Bill. I have to report I have come down. I just had a slight stiffness in my back, and that has come down significantly. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to have to go to a break in a moment, but I guess through the break, people could just carry on and just keep tapping
Indeed.
Until they get down to 0. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So yep. We're encouraging everybody to do that. Isn't this wonderfully self-empowering?
Absolutely.
That we can heal ourselves, we can get rid of pain, rid of the aches, rid of the emotional stuff as well. So it really is wonderful work.
Indeed.
And I guess there isn't any limit to what you can tap for. However, I'm just going to go and take a break. We're going to carry on after the break.
Yep.
This is Patricia, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. When we come back, we will be hearing more from Bill Kerins and his wonderful healing technique of EFT and the tapping revolution. So please stay tuned.
Dream of love and how it feels, a fairy tales and spinning wheels, a princess in wrong and nothing hurt, and then the sun destroys the skies. Awake, I have to realize the biggest dream that won't come true is one day I'll be back with you. I wanna fly, although my wings are broken. I wanna feel, although
like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose. And bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible practical real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze.
Well, hi there, everybody. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia and my wonderful guest today, Bill Kerins, who's standing in for little Liam the leprechaun. Bill, I know that Liam had problems learning to focus in the beginning when he started learning his Irish tap dancing. So, you know, now he is this amazing champion. But did he find that the EFT, the tapping, helped to improve his focus and his confidence? So, in other words, we've kind of focused on bringing the charge from pain and all that kind of thing down. How do you put things up? How do you get focus up or self-esteem up, confidence
It's a very simple. It's a very simple process. If you think about the scale again from 0 to 10, as you say, if we're trying to bring pain, we'd have a high score, and you'd want to reduce that down. If you want to increase something again, you'd look at it from a score of 0 to 10. But if your confidence was low, you'd have a score perhaps of 0 or 1 or 2 or whatever. And so what he was doing, Liam did, and he was very clever, because it was something that I knew about before I told him, but he worked it out for himself, actually, because he's a clever little boy. And,
yes.
And he decided that he would start with a low score. And he tapped on something in the lines of, even though I'm not very good at this Irish dancing and I have all these blocks and you know, mental blocks, I am now going to let this go, or I am choosing to let this go. Words to that effect is what he used.
Yes.
And he just continued to do that. So whenever he found a block, maybe to learn new steps or to, you know, to even to perform on stage, because he was very good at doing it at home, as you can imagine.
Oh, yes.
And he was with his own people. He's able to do it at Irish, at Cayley dances and things, because they have lots of them in the leprechaun world, as you know. And so he was very good at doing that. But when it came to competitions, he got very nervous. So he tapped for his nerves, even though I'm really nervous about the competitions.
Yeah.
He tapped for his confidence. He tapped for the fact that he didn't feel he was a winner. He thought, I'm never really a winner. So he had to tap and clear all of that. So it's like all of these blocks that we have. We can use the EFT, we can use the tapping just to tap away those things. But with confidence, you want to look for to get the number up from 0 towards
up 10.
As close. I mean, the last time I spoke to him, he said, oh, it's up at 10, and it's remained at 10. So it was very good.
That's excellent. Is he from Dublin like yourself?
No, he's not from Dublin. He's from over in the west side of Ireland. There aren't many leprechauns in Dublin these days. They move away from the big cities. And they stay around the smaller villages and towns in Ireland now. They're very, you know, I mean, Liam is a cheeky chappy, but behind it all, they're quite shy people, really.
Yes, I would think so. I was going to ask you one other thing just before we go on to your workshops and things.
Yeah.
What can we do anything? So many people are suffering from the aches and pains, but the other thing that's going on for, you know, clients I'm talking to and listeners to the show is this challenge just now with abundance and prosperity. Can you tap on that kind of thing?
You can tap, because if you think I use the term lack of abundance. If you have a lack of abundance, well, then you've got a blockage in the flow of energy in your body, in the flow of energy coming into you. And if abundance and money and et cetera, wealth is an energy, as we know, then we can block that through negative thinking. We can do it through belief systems. We've all these blocks that we can develop and build, and so you can tap to clear that. So you would tap for a lack of abundance. Even though I have a lack of abundance, even though my belief system tells me that I am a poor person, I am now changing that. So you're really just affirming, you're really changing the words that you look at, rather than saying, I'm always poor, I never have anything. Changing the words that we do, and what we focus on, we then expand and we change on that.
Yeah.
So it's a very powerful tool, yes. Yes, we cover that in all the courses we do.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I was going to come to. You're running the courses on emotional freedom technique.
I am. Yes.
I know that you do levels 1 and 2. 2, my understanding, is the practitioner's level.
That's
yes?
Right. Yes, you can go.
So can anybody do that, though? Or do they need to be some kind of therapist or practitioner of other things?
Well, the short answer to that is no. You don't have to be specialized in anything else. because basically you're not dealing, when you're dealing with EFT and dealing with people with issues with EFT, you don't need to be a psychologist to ask the question, tell me what's going on, you know, what's going on for you, what blockage, what phobia do you have, what fear do you have, what emotion are you dealing with, and then you just identify it, give it a score, and start tapping. I mean, it sounds very oversimplistic, but that is basically what we do. So that can be taught very quickly. So we can teach all of that from level one to level two and okay. level two in 3 days total. So people can come, great. Learn it, practice it, and really know what they're doing. They don't have to know the psychology and, you know, when was the last time you saw your father, you know?
No. So, okay, what you're really saying is you don't need story or to analyze story. So can you tell me when your level one, the next level one, all of these are in Scotland, of course, near Glasgow. Yes. Although I think you're doing one in Ireland, aren't you?
I'm doing one in Ireland on the 15th of July.
Okay.
In Galway.
And where?
That's over in Galway.
Galway.
It's near Leams country. Yes, over in Leams country. He invited me over for the weekend, and I thought, well, why not we do an EFT course there as well? So
yes.
That'll be an interesting weekend for me, yes, because it'd be nice for me to go home to my home country, but it's also nice to meet people in Galway because they're lovely people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about level two? When are you doing
My next level two is on the 1st and 2nd of June.
Yes.
So that's only two weeks away, I think it is.
Okay, yes.
Maybe 3 weeks away.
And that's here at our home, isn't it? Yes.
That's in Drunan, outside Glasgow, yes.
Yes. So, Bill, what is your URL? Because I take it that's where people are going to log on to book.
Yeah, my URL is www.masteryourworld.co.uk.
Okay.
Master Your World is obviously all one word.
Yeah, and the email you at info@?
Yes.
masteryourworld.co.uk.
And you can write to Little Liam as well. Little Liam has his own email address now.
All right. Okay. What's that then?
And you can contact Little Liam if you want to ask him a question. It's little-liam@outlook.com.
That's little-liam.
That's a dash in between Little and Liam. Little-liam. At outlook.com.
Okay, well, that's fine. We've got all the information. We know when the courses are and we know where they are. But I'm just going to go on to another question just now. I think I'm hearing Liam. Is he coming in, Bill? Is
hello,
he there?
Hello, it's myself. I'm here. Oh. I got it. I just made it in time. I was just running up the stairs.
Oh,
my goodness. I tell you now, my ankle is just great. Just great.
Right.
I was tapping from my ankle and it's just great now at the moment. So I'm all ready now for the Dublin 10K. Oh, I'm sorry I missed you earlier, Patricia. I was so looking forward to talking to you. I hope that Bill guy did a job for me. Did he do the job all right?
He did so very, very well, Liam.
Thank God
you know,
that.
It's so good to hear you and to know. And that tapping, were you listening to us doing the tapping for the pain and everything?
I wasn't because I was on my way here, you see. I was running. I was running across town and I just got in time. And that's why I'm slightly out of breath at the moment, as you can imagine.
Because the old ankle isn't
fully recovered, but it's getting much, much better. Thank you for asking.
Well, Liam, thank you so much. And thank you so much for just making that extra effort to call in. But also, I must really thank Bill Cairns, who stood in for you so very, very well this evening.
He's a good soul, isn't he? He's a good soul.
Oh, he is. He's not bad at all.
He looks after me very well.
Indeed, yes, I would. He's a keeper. So I'm going to say that just to remind people of the URL, it's www.masteryourworld.co.uk.
That's right. He's a great guy. You get on to him and he'll sort out all your problems for you.
Okay, then. Well, bless you and you take care. But right now we're going to the next break. So this is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show and we're going on a quick break. And when we return, I will share with you more ways to expand and amplify the wonderful divine feminine energy and power in your life. So please stay tuned.
Fairy tales and spinning wheels, a princess in a perfect
Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com. On the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L. Shane.com or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines the light on what you put into your body. You know, April can always be a little dicey because Mars goes into Aries, which makes things a little fiery. This April is no exception. However, on April 25th, we are having a lunar eclipse in Libra aspecting Aries. The word lunacy comes from these eclipses. Then on April 28th, Mars will cross over this point, really triggering it. So there will be aggressive lunatics coming out at this time. You need to be very aware of this and stay away from volatile situations and people. Don't buy into their drama and don't get caught up in it. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Patricia on The Awakening Show. And just to let you know, little Liam has left the building. But you know what? I really must thank Bill Cairns and Liam for all the wonderful hints and tips that they've given us today, this evening, this afternoon about EFT and tapping. And it's all to help you on your wonderful, unique journey through life. So this last segment's always just my little bit, as you know, and my question for you would be, how is that journey going? how is the transitional period going from the third through to the fifth dimension, because we did a skip, hop and a jump over the fourth. So it's been quite a stark change for some, and for some it has brought out a lot of physical symptoms, if you like. And that was the beauty of that session tonight, the protocol for tapping for pain and stiffness in the joints. But, you know, are you aware of your physical changes? Are you aware of the emotional shifts, the mental clearing? Is your spiritual connection deepening? Because my feeling about it all is that I don't know that we're all just so aware that we are on, as they would say in Star Trek, warp factor 8, as we're speeding through the heavens, and the fifth dimension is certainly a reality for some and beckoning to others. Some are already there. And many are bridges, bridging the light there. And I feel I'm a bridge. I feel that I am giving a hand up to people, helping hand up to help people raise their vibration, raise their energy, get rid of anything that could be keeping them at a lower vibration. But, you know, we really need to become aware of our bodies, and we need to choose now to feed our bodies with good stuff. It's just like the computer in the office or at home. You know, if you put good stuff in, you'll get good stuff out. This is an old one, but it's a good one. Put bad stuff in, you'll get bad stuff out. But let's just look at the physical body. I'm going to share with you just now just what's happening for me. I can't be bothered with food right now. I just need to share that with you. I can't be, and I am the cook. My dear husband makes breakfast. I get breakfast in bed every morning. But I do the rest of it because he just doesn't cook. And that's okay. I don't have any stuff around that. I'm not a great cook. But, you know, I'm finding, because I really can't be bothered with food, I'm having to think, well, what will we have? Will we do this? Will we do that? And really, when you're not interested in food, and that's what's happened to me, I feel as if every time I eat something, I'm getting slight indigestion. And what that tells me is that my body is, in fact, getting lighter and lighter. It's getting more and more sensitive. And I feel very comfortable if I'm ingesting liquids. So I know, I kind of just know, my intuition, feminine intuition, is telling me that a liquid diet is clearly where I am heading, because it is increasingly difficult to digest heavier foods. At the end of the day, why should I ask my body to do that? Because it gives your body extra work to do, and that can make you really sluggish. So what I am finding is that as I refine my diet, I've got more energy. I'm feeling fitter. Now, I'm getting older and I'm feeling fitter and younger and more energized. So must be something good happening there. So I'm just wondering if you could perhaps relate or resonate to any of that and be thinking, well, how could I address that? How could I even begin to start on that road of refining the diet? Well, you know, when I used to train people to Reiki many years ago now, but one of the first things before they even came to me is I would ask them to step down a level. So, for example, if they were red meat eaters, I would say pull it down to white meat, fish, veg, fruit, obviously, you know, and if they came in to me as a white meat eater only, then I would ask them to step it down to fish. If they came in as a fish eater, I'd say, can you step it down to veg? The reason for all of this is just lightening the load for your body. If your organs don't need to work amazingly hard, then they're going to last longer. It's kind of a bit common sense, if you like. And you know, what I think is a great thing to do, and we do have one, is to buy a juicer and be juicing lovely fruits and things like that, and really making your breakfast a gorgeous, colourful cocktail, and to be really mindful of the colours as you're eating. So I'm just offering that to you. I think that balance is key here. You do need to have protein in the diet, so make sure that you are getting enough protein. And also consult your own inner wisdom. If you have an illness like diabetes or something like that, don't do anything without consulting your doctor. But, you know, I really am a great believer in self-empowerment and listening to your own body. And you can also douse your body to see what's right for you. But you know what? You want to be this glorious, divine, glowing goddess, then it's putting the really light foods inside you. Now, next week, I'm going to focus on the mental and emotional bodies. But let me just remind you of the giveaways tonight. I'm giving away a one-hour soul empowerment session, Bill Kerin's, a one-hour EFT session. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Baltimore is happening in October. 19th and 20th is the date. The name of the workshop, quite simply, After Birth. Very powerful. I'm taking 2 months off, June and July. I'll be downloading what we're going to work on, and it's going to be awesome. They've already given me quite a lot, and I know it's going to be awesome. So, you know, my tip of the week as I reach it is simply this, and it's because of little Liam and Bill being present tonight. But, you know, tap for everything. I don't think it matters what it is, whether it's a headache, shortage of money, stuck in a car queue and you're getting frazzled, tap like mad, tap for everything. It really is an amazing protocol. And I would love to just thank Bill, Liam again, but also Brian, our wonderful engineer.
Oh, thank you, Patricia. And cheerio, everybody.
Oh, well, Brian, you're great. You turn up every week. He gives up all kinds of opportunities to go to wonderful things just to be here to serve us. And I'm here to serve you and your higher self on this journey. So please log on to my website. It's www.patriciairiskerns.com. Looking forward to hearing from you. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. GMT. Next week on the Awakening Talk radio show, I will be taking you on the next steps of your evolutionary journey with sound master Tim Wheater, and he is so amazing. So until then, have a great week. I'll see you back here next time. This is Patricia saying goodbye.
You've just been listening to The Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life. Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio.
think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.